So, hello everyone.
My name's Donna. I'm Donna Smith, and I am a longtime resident of Central Florida with a 501c3 that helps stressed individuals become entrepreneurs. We'd like to welcome everyone to our new video podcast, which we call Dr. Jack's Lantern, The Light to a Better Life. In this effort, Leon Mauser, who you might see on the screen there, and I will be taking you on a journey through the writings and manuscripts of Dr. Jack Gresham. Now, Dr. Jack Gresham is a veteran, a doctor, a husband and father, and he has spent decades studying the Bible and sharing that knowledge with others. Now, it was obviously a calling from God that caused him to create this immense work, right? And through this podcast, we're going to be sharing Dr. Jack's work with you. Oh, looks like Dr. Jack is joining us.
Hi, Doctor.
Yeah. Glad to be here.
Okay. We were just talking about this pilot episode that we're going to do of your, what we call Dr. Jack's Lantern, Light to a Better Life. And everyone, this is Dr. Jack, who I just introduced. Welcome. We want to explain to everyone that the Bible is a very unique combination of history and messaging for all of us to live by. That's exactly what God wanted us to do, live by these messages and its history. So each week, we hope to share this history and messages in a way that makes the Bible magic, a working part of each of our daily lives. In our podcast episodes, I want to explain to everyone, we will be reminding you that you can find complete information about the past and upcoming podcasts on our website, the local involvement that we're going to be a part of. The website is drjackslantern.com. So it's plural, drjackslantern.com. We feel that the combination of Dr. Jack, your work, your 30-plus years of developing a new look at the Bible, combined with today's technology, is going to bring a new look to that Bible's magic, you know, the relating it to everyday life. So our goal really is to get the youth more involved and maybe even develop those youth that want to become teachers themselves, do podcasts, do group meetings. We hope young adults will actually find your work, Dr. Jack, your database of all that work that you did, attractive enough to use it to teach and instruct peers while they're learning. Okay, it's kind of an ambitious program, wouldn't you say, Leon, that we're trying to take
on?
Yeah,
I agree. This is full of ambition.
It really is. We're really hoping to contribute to making a society a better place, and we want to utilize all that knowledge and that work that you've done, Dr. Jack, to do that. So we're really happy to be able to do this. Excuse me, Dr. Jack, I'm going to quote from one of your manuscripts where I think it's section 51 where you say, God loves us all. He does not love the things that we do necessarily, but I added the necessarily. He hates sin, but it is our choice to either accept or accept his love. So before I let Leon go over on the lessons for today, Dr. Jack, would you like to take lead us in a short prayer?
Okay. Father, we thank you for this time together, for the amazing technology of the day that brings your word to life and light to us in our busy lives. So be with us as we meet together and study your word. Enlighten us. Help us to grow in faith and wisdom. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, everyone, this is Leon Mauser, who's going to be teaching us. So, Leon, why don't you give a little description, you know, tell us about yourself first and go from there.
Well, thank you, Donna. I'm Leon Mauser, and I want to congratulate you for being here today. I'm also a longtime resident of Florida like Donna, and I'm a proud father of 3 beautiful daughters and 6 precious grandchildren. I'm also very honored to be a close friend of Dr. Jack Gresham's. You know, Donna, I'm not young enough to know everything, but one thing is certain. You'll be able to grow deeper in your faith with us as we unfold the teachings of Dr. Jack. You know, former basketball champion Shaquille O'Neal says in a television commercial that he is comfortable in his own skin. Our lesson today is of self-acceptance leads us to ask, am I comfortable in my own skin? or how do I feel about myself at this point in time in my life? So your self-acceptance has a lot to do with self-esteem. Self-esteem is how we value and perceive ourselves. It's based on our opinions and beliefs about ourselves. Self-esteem can affect whether you like and value yourself as a person. So, let me offer some points of practical advice. First, it's to recognize that your value does not come from external sources, popularity, or grades.
You know what? That is very true, Leon. How many young adults, even older adults alike, base their worth on popular or how famous they are or how much they've acquired and the things that they have in their life? And they actually pass that on as that's the measure to their kids. So the kids are growing up thinking that's the measure of success and the value of worth. But our worth is God-given and unique to each of us. As we see in Psalm, I noticed that Psalm 139, right? It says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made."
Wow, that is so slay. Fearfully and wonderfully made. Wow. Second, how about a piece of practical advice for self-compassion? Be kind to yourself. It's easy to be your own harshest critic, but try to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend.
Yeah, you know, you have to talk to yourself like you would talk to a friend, right? I mean, if you think about it, we need to be good friends with each other. And I really hope that through learning, like, you know, Dr. Jack, what you've done with your study, we need to realize that Jesus wants us to be His best friend. He wants us to make Him our best friend. And if you think about it, how would Jesus feel if we were talking bad about ourselves or to ourselves? You know, He wouldn't want that at all.
And what does Jesus think about Himself? Third, surround yourself with positive influences. Spend time with friends and family who uplift you and make you feel good about yourself.
You know, that is so right. I used to tell people and say, garbage in, garbage out. And a lot of people think, you know, we're talking about food, which is true. What you put in your body to stay healthy, that's very important. You put in garbage, it's going to produce a problem. But it really especially applies to our minds. Okay, what we hear enters our being. And people don't even, kids used to go, well, music or whatever. And it's, no, even your music matters. Because if it's negative, if the music is putting other people down and talking bad, whether it's music or people talking, we produce what we take in. So we're taking in that negativity, and guess what? We're going to put out that negativity. And really, who needs negative and critical people in our lives? That is just not right. So I like what you say. You've got to surround yourself with good and positive people. And if you don't, it's what you're going to produce out. That's goes around, comes around kind of thing, huh?
Absolutely, Donna. You're absolutely correct. Fourth, how about realize that you make some mistakes. Don't beat yourself up over mistakes.
Yeah.
Recognize them as experiences. You know, God can help you learn from these when you ask Him for your forgiveness and you try to do better next time, God.
Yeah. That's so true. Remember when we make mistakes, God still loves us. I mean, earlier I quoted from Dr. Jack's manuscript, right? He delights in us. God delights in us. And even though He doesn't necessarily like what we might have done, He still loves us. And we really just need to remember that, ask forgiveness, and go move on.
That's right, Donna. And, you know, when you make a mistake that involves a person, never say, "My bad." That's not an apology. That's just acknowledging that you did something wrong. You know, sorry seems to be the hardest word to say, says Elton John. But, you know, to build your proper self-esteem, you're going to have to accept that responsibility for your actions.
You know, Leon, I got to tell you, that's an amazing thing, because when we talk about asking for forgiveness and the responsibility of your actions, they really go hand in hand. I think of so many people that have a habit of just criticizing other people and talking negative to them about, you know, certain things and talking down. And you start to realize that those people, they actually don't like themselves. They are actually probably guilty for feeling or doing certain things. And as opposed to taking responsibility and accepting it, they put down other people because they're internally not forgiving themselves. So it really is truly a ask God forgiveness and then, you know, take that responsibility and forgive yourself, like we were talking earlier, right?
Yeah, that's right, Donna. And that's so important, too, that you take that responsibility in order to make yourself grow in your spirit and in faithfulness to God. Well, my last piece of advice is hey, start your day on a positive note.
A thankful note, yes, very thankful. Do you have recommendations on how people should do that or can do that?
Well, yeah, I do, Donna. I have affirmation and scripture taped to my bathroom mirror. So when I get up in the morning, I'm brushing my teeth, I read them. Because, you know, in the morning when you're just getting up, you're not totally awake, and your subconscious is still working a little bit, and it subconscious remembers everything. And I find that that is very helpful for me, and it encourages me. Now, you know, you may not remember the first step you took as a child, but chances are someone was there to support and encourage you. Parenting toward the goal of self-acceptance means helping your children accept their strengths and gifts from God, and by which they are a blessing to others. At the same time, weakness comes simply as a reminder that they need the Lord and the community of good people to navigate this world successfully. Building self-esteem during the teenage years can be a complex process, but biblical wisdom helps us build self-acceptance rooted in a growing community with God.
Can you explain how studying the Bible with friends helps us with self-acceptance?
Now, the Bible teaches us that we should retain a balanced view of ourselves, not thinking too highly, I'm better than, or too lowly, I'm worse than, of ourselves, but reconciling and realizing that we are God's creation and we are loved by Him. John 3:16 tells us, God so loved the world, He gave His one and only Son. Whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Therefore, a gospel-centered self-acceptance, knowing our strengths and weaknesses, and being a part of a larger community. Groups of friends coming together in community reminds us that we need that support and that encouragement from those good people, as well as God's abundant love. You know, from Jack's writings, I could see after the Apostle Paul writes a lengthy, grounded summary, All We Have in Christ, he encourages us with these words. For by the grace given to me, I tell everyone among you not to think of yourself more highly than you should think. Instead, think sensibly, as God has distributed a measure of faith to each one. Now, as we have many parts of one body, and all the parts do not have the same function, in the same way, who are many parts in one body in Christ, and individually members of one another, from Romans 13.
You know, I got a joke came back to my mind when you talked about the many body and all of us. There's this joke about the body having an argument or a conversation with itself, trying to say which part was more important. And of course, the lung chimed in and said, I'm the most important. I'm providing oxygen. And without oxygen, you can't live. And the heart goes, no, if I stop beating, there's no way anything's going to happen. You have to have the heart. And the stomach even comes in and says, oh, I'm the one who digests all the food. You need all those parts that's going on. I'm the most important. And of course, the brain comes in and says, oh, no. Without me, you got nothing, guys. You know, I'm the most important. And the colon comes in and says, no, I'm important. And everyone starts laughing. Oh, they have all the parts start laughing. Yeah, right, the colon. He says, I get rid of waste and stuff. You know, I'm really important. And they go, ha, 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 and they all start laughing. So the colon gets a little upset, and he stops working. And I think we all know what happens when we kind of back up, right? So every part is important. God, many body. I mean, if you want to expand upon that, Dr. Jack, on how every part of us within Christ is good, please. Feel free.
What a reminder and what an analogy, Donna. Thank you so much for that. Oh, yeah. You know, according to Dr. Jack, Paul, Apostle Paul, he encourages the people of Rome towards self-acceptance. Now, he doesn't want them to think too highly of themselves, but to think sensibly and soberly about themselves. You know, one key action to help acquire self-acceptance requires the ability to work our way through disappointments and grow humbler, realizing that we need to rely on God. Even the accomplished athlete has disappointments.
Yeah, let's accept our differences in a way that affirms that, you know, each of it is good in us, what God created. Real acceptance is what happens when we continue learning about God with friends. Yeah,
can you trust God will continue to guide you and help you deal with losses and disappointments as a necessary part of developing a trusting relationship with Him? To accept your weakness brings humility, and to embrace your strength through thankful prayer will help you conquer those tough battles.
It's true. You know, I think my biggest takeaway from this lesson of self-acceptance is that we really need to forgive ourselves as God forgives us. But we have to realize and accept that responsibility and ask Him, you know, with sincerity to forgive us. And He will. And then continue on and forgive ourselves. Because when we don't forgive ourselves, it makes everything else moot. I mean, He's not going to, like, I forgave you. How come you're not moving on? Time to move
on. And you know, Donna, forgiving yourselves is one of the hardest things that people can do. So you need to practice on that.
That is so true. That is so true. Dr. Jeff, do you have anything to say? And then we'll ask you to close us up in prayer.
Oh, I think you covered the waterfront very well this morning, the two of you. And I think it's something we can meditate on and think on in our spare time during the day, if we have any.
Okay, so if you'd like to close us in prayer, that would be great.
Well, Lord, you have opened the door again to the warehouse of your good things that you would have us know and practice in our life. Help us to know that you are with us in all that we do and say, and we have no reason to fear, for that is our great hope. And we pray your blessings upon this program and upon those that bring the messages of truth to those who are tuned in. And be with us all. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, everyone. I'm really happy that we could do this. We hope to see you again next week. And join us at drjackblanchard.com to see what's going on.
Be blessed
on.
Until then.
Thank you, Leon. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.